All right.
All right, should we go ahead and get started? So it is 11:30 exactly, and the first item of business is the oath of office for our new member, Christopher Merritt. Who's Christopher replacing? I don't remember off the top of my head.
Alicia Rowley.
Alicia.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Who is administering? It doesn't say in the agenda. Okay, Michelle. All right, you're up then.
You're on mute, Michelle.
You're muted.
Okay, can you raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me? I, Christopher Merritt, having been elected or appointed to the office of...
I, Christopher Merritt, having been elected or appointed to the office of...
Utah State Records Management Committee, is that it?
Utah State Records Committee.
Do solemnly swear or affirm...
No, it's the records committee. Sorry, there's a State Records Committee.
State Records
Committee. This is the Utah Records Management Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start over. Christopher Merritt, having been elected or appointed to the Office of State Records Management Committee...
I, Christopher Merritt, having been elected or appointed to the Office of Utah Records Management Committee...
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay, that's it.
See, the biggest test was to see if you could remember everything and repeat it back, and you passed that test. Because when you have a long list of things, you got to remember, and if you don't do it exactly right, you can't be on this committee. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
Good thing I had it up on the other screen.
You did. Oh, good thing. At a certain point, I'm like, I hope we could do this. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you. Welcome, Christopher. Is there something I need to read today, Kendra, about not having an anchor site or anything like that?
Yes.
Like an official statement. I looked through the stuff and I didn't see one, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be like doing something official so Paul would feel comfortable being here today.
Oh, I'm always comfortable being here, but okay. It's good to have us nice and legal and following the statute. And
yeah, like you try to.
Doesn't it just be stated on the agenda? I don't think we have to read a statement anymore, do we?
I thought it was approved for a certain period of time, and then we had to re-up if we weren't going to have a...
We're under a new statute, and basically just declarations we just put on the record, basically saying that we are meeting not in person because health and safety of those involved, and therefore there's not an anchor location, and the chair has made that determination. That's pretty much it now.
Does that need to come from the
chair? Should probably chair say something like that.
Okay,
I'm from the top of my head doing the statute, but
it's... what Paul Honk said? Say all that.
I'm going to share my screen
and then make it so. I don't.
Here, know. I'll share my screen, Josh.
Did that
even make a Star Trek reference on top of that? Oh my god!
Oh, was that Star Trek? I don't know if I want to go on the record on this, but I actually hate Star Trek and Star Wars officially. Can't stand either one of them. So due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, holding in-person meetings poses a substantial risk to the health and safety of participants and the public. Therefore, pursuant to Utah Code Section 52-4-207-4, as chair of the Records Management Committee, I determine that the Records Management Committee will be held electronically and telephonically without an anchor location. The public may monitor the meeting, which will be held virtually via Google Hangouts. And those who wish to provide third-party comments to hearings may submit a request using the chat feature.
And you could design that at some point. So,
okay, yeah, I'll sign it. You'll send that over to me, Kendra.
Yeah, that's on the agenda draft that I sent to you?
Really? I don't have it on the agenda. So the agenda I have is for Monday, January 24th, and it's got business retention and other business. I don't see that on there.
Yeah, it's on the draft, the Google Doc draft I sent you, not the PDF that went to everyone.
Oh, okay. I'm looking.
Tracy, I'm curious how you guys do things now with the new statute.
It's just declared on the agenda, the reason why there's not an anchor location. But we've been meeting for a long time, so.
Okay, so you just use the clear on the agenda, but it's still the same thing.
Yeah, basically the same language, yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
We sort of borrowed the language from Tracy.
Tracy's so good.
It's very close.
So the next business item is to approve the October 2021 meeting minutes. Did everyone have a chance to review those? And were there any changes or adjustments? Does someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes from last meeting.
Can I second, even though I'm abstaining from the vote?
It'd be better to have someone not abstaining than what you think, but
kind of defeats the whole purpose of
I'll second it.
Thanks, JC. So motion by Drew, seconded by JC. All in favor. Rebecca, you're gonna abstain. Christopher, you probably were there last month.
Abstain. So that's okay. I'll abstain.
Drew.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
And then I'm an I, and Tracy.
Aye.
Okay. They are passed. We haven't met in a while. And this month we just have one retention schedule. It's for the archaeological project records. Matthew, do you want to take the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me go ahead and present this for you. All right, so this this new schedule proposal came at the request of CITLA. Essentially CITLA has some archaeological records that they need to manage, and there isn't a general retention schedule for these kinds of archaeological project records. And so we reached out a little bit to see if other agencies could use a general schedule instead of, you know, doing a series specific schedule for CITLA. And it sounded like they do. Utah State History creates archaeological reports. And actually, some of the feedback we received here was from Chris Merritt. So Chris, thank you very much for that. We got two bits of positive feedback here, suggesting, well, mainly from State History, that they would support a general retention schedule for their purposes as well. So I think that sort of presents, you know, everything kind of related to this proposal, and I'll just go ahead and let you folks take a look at it and see what you think, if there's a motion or anything.
And so this, just to make sure I understand, this is a new schedule, right?
Yes.
Entirely new. So it's, and this is just a quick question. Do we typically put update when we're doing one, or is it just a new proposal?
Yeah, that language isn't totally precise. I've been using update proposal for all of these.
Okay. Questions?
I have a question. Sorry. I guess the first thing that came to my mind is, so are there duplicate records in both CITLA and history? Might you both have the same identical records, but in two different places? I guess that's a Chris question.
Yeah, I'm happy to address that, Drew. That's a great question. I think a large portion of this collection that CITLA is providing would be duplicative of what we have. We worked with, you know, Kendra a few years ago to make sure that those our retention schedules were all permanent storage. We've now gone paperless since 2017. But yes, I think that there would be overlap with probably most of this collection, though they do have materials themselves that we don't have, such as field notes from excavations that aren't required by law to submit to us, you know, that kind of ancillary material. So there's probably a large overlap, but there is a gap where there is stuff that's new and different.
Second follow-up question, if I may, sorry. One of the biggest challenges for me is to collect Utah-specific data from all of our different federal agencies that own our land. Do those federal entities also have the same data that you have and maybe CITLA has, or do they have data that you don't have with the, regards to these archaeological sites? I've just always been curious about this. I just want to understand more.
Oh yeah, I can nerd out for 3 hours if you want, but I'll try to be pithy. So by federal statute, the State Historic Preservation Office, which I'm the SHPO, so I'm the officer as appointed by the governor, we are in statute the central repository for all archaeological and historic building information for the state, regardless of land jurisdiction. So that means that we are the Bureau of Land Management's data steward. They use us to host and maintain their record sets. So that means that we do have the most comprehensive data set, and that even includes state agencies. So CITLA, Wildlife Resources, Oil, Gas, and Mining, they submit information to us as well. So it is our statute to be the central repository. The second half of that question is, yes, there's going to be things that they have that we don't, and there's going to be a multitude of reasons why, like the project wasn't completed, you know, it wasn't submitted to us, or it's still in draft, or, you know, 100 other things. The person retired and the boxes got lost. And we've been spending my entire 9 years working for the state, slowly cleaning that up. And in the last 4 or 5 years, we probably added 15 to 30,000 records that were legacy records that we did not have by partnering with our agencies.
Thank you very much. That's good to know.
Other questions or comments?
One quick comment is to make sure that we are using the correct archaeological term. Both are appropriate, but for state records and our record series, archaeological with a second A is the preferred. It's used variably in the description and then the explanation for the update. So,
Yes. Thank you. That's a great spot, one we definitely missed.
Do we have a motion or a proposal?
I make a motion that we adopt proposed schedule GRS 16584 as presented.
I second.
Okay. All in favor, we'll start with Chris.
Aye.
Drew.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Rebecca.
Aye.
Tracy.
Aye.
And Susan. She's on my list. I got Tracy, so and I'm an aye, so that's everyone. Okay, thanks everyone. I think on our agenda, the last item of business is the next meeting scheduled, which will be February 28th at 11:30. I anticipate on this one, are we planning on having an anchor location, Kendra?
I would think yes.
Okay. And then we'll continue to also, of course, host it by Zoom or Google.
I've just been using a small meeting room at the State Archives building. It's been me and sometimes Paul and sometimes Ken. It's a pretty small group that shows up in person, but that's...
Yeah.
Generally what we've been
which
doing,
is perfect. So.
You can always come to the state office building here in Taylorsville. We're happy to greet you here as well.
We've done that too. They're bigger meeting rooms than we need. They have small ones as well.
Yeah. Well, it seems like I know for Tracy and myself and others, it just seems like the online option really helps with attendance just because it reduces, of course, travel time. So yeah. I think we'll just continue to have this is a Google meeting, right? So we'll continue to have the Google meeting. Yeah.
Hybrid has been very successful.
Yeah, it's been great. Let's go ahead and pull attendance for next meeting. Tracy?
Yes.
I'm working my way backwards this time. Let's see. JC?
I'm available right now. It's during the legislative session, so my schedule's still tough. But
understand.
Landing on it now.
Okay. Drew?
Yes.
Christopher?
Yes.
And I'll be available. So that's a quorum. And then Rebecca, do you want to speak for Ken or no?
Ken would say ditto to what JC says. Okay. But if he can't come, I'll be here.
Perfect.
So if JC and Ken are in the same meeting, we're sunk, basically. Mm-hmm.
So keep them in different meetings.
There we go.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. I think that's everything on the list. So let's go ahead and call.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I'm going
to move to adjourn
at 11:46.
Well done, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Nice meeting everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christopher.
Bye. Bye.